Well, after watching the film, there's not much. I don't feel much differently than I did last night. I just didn't really do anything very well, or certainly well enough, with any kind of consistency. I think there were times where we had our moments, but not enough, not consistently enough. We just didn't coach well enough, didn't play well enough, didn't execute well enough. Too many things we had to overcome. In every area, there wasn't anything that stood out above the rest. It was just too many problems. We've all done a better job than that.
There's a lot of talk after the game about the fact that the team was able to mount the comeback and it displayed resiliency and, I guess, character in that case. And I'm curious what your thoughts are on that. And
I thought they fought hard. They competed well. We just didn't. This wasn't good enough. Just too many bad plays, too many mistakes. It just wasn't good enough. But yeah, I thought we competed. We fought. We hung in there till the end. But just we didn't perform well enough in any area.
I mean, for the most part, you guys have played with the lead this year. That's something. You may not have known about your team and you've learned from it, or something you always was aware of?
What's that?
Just in terms of the resiliency factor.
I don't think that's been a problem this year. It's more about the level of it, not are we competitive? How well or not well you do the things that we're trying to do.
Bill, I wanted to ask you how you guys opened the game defensively with Mike Rivera in place of Brandon Spikes. For that opening drive, what did Rivera give you instead of Spikes in that situation?
Well, Brandon was a little limited at practice this week, and so we wanted to see how it went with him before we made the determination as to how much we would about Brandon.
And a follow-up, same position, Dante Hightower. I was curious what you see from him in terms of his performance, specifically, Bill, in this game, as he seemed to play quite a bit.
Well, I think you pretty much say the same thing about everybody in this game. There were times where we did things at a good level, a good competitive level. There were other times when we did that. It's true for every coach, every player that participated in the game. There was just we just did poorly, and there were the things that were competitive. And I think that's pretty much the story of the game. That every player, I think there was only one player at the top or the bottom. We all contribute.
Bill, on the when the running back fumbles, obviously that result is never good. I assume there's got to be some times where you just credit the defense for whether they get a helmet on the ball or something. I mean, how do you view the Ridley fumble? I mean, is that something that could have been avoided, or is that something where you just say, you know what, that's just a good play by the safety to get his helmet on the ball?
Well, I think there are going to be plays in the game that are, sometimes things happen in football, but that's part of football. Whatever they are, the way the ball bounces, or so or everything we do, we try to do with and coach with the best possible technique, and whether it be carrying the ball or any of the other things that we do, try to do everything in the best way and the best technique that we can. So whether it's whatever the results of the play are, it still is coached and taught to do it properly. That's blocking technique or tackling technique, coverage technique, throwing technique, or anything. So if it's done incorrectly, then want to try to do it correctly, and if it's done correctly, then it's reinforced that it's done correctly, and that's the way we want to do it. So that's how we coach on all fundamentals. They're all important, and they all lead to either good things or not so good things. So I pretty much don't want to sleep category. But I think they're all, you know, we try to handle all the same, to teach them, coach them the best that we can to get it executed correctly with a high level of consistency.
Bill, considering how well special teams have been this season, was that any more surprising to see them have some mistakes yesterday, or does that kind of fall under the same umbrella of what you've already sort of been discussing?
If the whole game was like that, 2-for-15 on third down, bad plays on defense, bad plays on offense, bad plays on special teams, they all contributed to it. It wasn't very good, it wasn't very consistent. It was in every phase of the game. So, we all work hard. We all want to do our best. We all want to do and need to do better than that. So, any other way to put it?
Same sort of characteristic with the safeties. I know you rotated Sean and Gregory earlier in the season. Was that, again, sort of performance-based yesterday, or was that something that you liked in the game plan?
No, I wouldn't say it was performance-based. Patrick's come back. I think he's a good player for us. Steve's done a great job. Steve's really been solid and played well for us. So is Devin. And I know they're all disappointed in some plays from yesterday, like we all are, but you know, I think those guys are all good players. We give them an opportunity to play.
Bill, I don't know if it's worth getting back into it. I was curious if with some time it might be possible to just revisit that whole punt and the explanation with Hockley, or if you'd rather not, I also understand. But it just seems like I think I'm still a little confused myself as to how that all unfolded.
What's the confusion?
I was just hoping we could just go over it. So what was the penalty was for illegal touching? And
no.
I guess I'm just not following the whole sequence.
There's no penalty for illegal touching. The penalty was for holding on the return.
Okay.
There's no illegal touching. Okay. Once we touch the ball, then that's where, you know, that's the worst field position that they could be in on that play, assuming that it didn't touch the return.
Okay.
So even though it bounced back further than that, when we finally recovered it, assuming that it did touch the returner, then the ball was spotted where we initially touched it. It's not illegal touching. It wasn't like we ran out of bounds at the first one to touch the ball. That would have been an illegal touching. That didn't happen. We touched the ball, and once we touched it, if it hadn't been touched by the return team, that's the worst field position that San Francisco put by the ball. Until you mark off the penalty. Now, once you add the penalty in, then it would go from that spot.
Got it. Okay. They had said, I think he had announced something about illegally touching the ball, and I think that's where the confusion had started, at least from my perspective. But thanks for clearing that up.
Just curious, where do you basically go from here? Do you tell them, hey, look, nice job, nice comeback, came up short, or do you more focus on the stuff that went wrong from that game and use it, I guess, as a teaching tool?
I'd say we pretty much do the same thing we always do. We'll look and talk about the game, we'll talk about the things that we did right, reinforce those, we'll talk about the things that we did wrong, correct those. Once that's over with, then we'll put this game to rest and move on to Jacksonville.
It seemed like your run defense, well, statistically in the second half, showed a dramatic improvement. Just didn't know if there's anything you could touch on about that.
Well, again, I think there were times when we played competitively in the game. And we did enough things to make it a competitive game in the end, but too many things that weren't good enough. But it wasn't. But there were things that were done well. And there were things that weren't done well. So I don't know which play or plays or series or block of time you want to slice out of there. You can find whatever you want, because there was a decent amount of both, but more not good than good. But yeah, you can find points in the game, things we did in any area of the game that were competitive. You can find things that were filled with too many mistakes.